Welcome to the Business Wisdom Podcast, where business strategist Clive Enova shares his inner business wisdom with you. Each episode is packed with his experience to help you grow and develop your own business wisdom. Join Clive as he shares his wisdom with you.
So, we're all about to enter into a new year, which means, have we got our planning done right? Have we got any planning done? Or are we just going to continue on with what we've been doing? And of course, if what we've been doing is what keeps us happy and provides us with everything that we want, nothing wrong with that. However, if we want to improve, we want to get better, we want to do more, we want to achieve more, this is a great opportunity for people to get on top of their game and take advantage of all of the things that are going to present themselves to us. And some of those things might be that people have had time to think about stuff, and maybe they've thought perhaps they can do better, perhaps they can get a better provider. And to that end, they could be looking at you. And if they're looking at you, are you telling the right story? Is the right message getting through? Is it showing that you're the best to deliver? And if you're the best to deliver, have you got it planned appropriately? And by that I mean having a strategic plan. A strategic plan is one that allows you to see where you are, to see clearly where you want to be, and will show you how to get there. And if you put a time limit on it, which is a really good idea when you're setting goals and objectives, having a time limit is rather important in those things, because if we don't have time limits on it, we can lose the sense of urgency. And if we lose the sense of urgency, things just wander along. And as Lewis Carroll pointed out in his famous story about Alice, when Alice came to the fork in the road and she asked the Cheshire Cat which way should she go, the cat asked her, "Where do you want to go?" She said, "I don't know." And the cat said, "Then it doesn't matter." And of course it doesn't. So, why do we want to have a strategic plan? Because it makes life easier. It allows you to see how to deal with things. Events pop up in business all of the time. And some of them are expected and some of them are unexpected. And if we allow them to put us into a state of fright where we're just not doing anything, then our business is not going ahead as quickly as we might like. As soon as we lose time through procrastination, an inability to make a decision, we're losing tremendous opportunity. And in losing opportunity, we might not see that we are falling behind, but we're falling behind. And losing opportunity is a really important thing. Many people tell us that opportunity knocks but once. And in my view, that's totally untrue. Opportunity never stops knocking, but we stop listening. And if we're not listening, we're not going to hear it. And of course, it passes us by and somebody else will hear it. They'll pick it up and they'll take advantage of it. We could have done the same. So what are you going to do about strategic planning? Not everybody is a strategic thinker, but here's a few things that you might try to give yourself a bit of a leg up to start this next year and start achieving the things that you want to achieve. Sit down and have a good look at your business. Look at it in a critical way. And whatever it is that you're doing, look at what's working. And when you can find what's working, you might be able to find more easily the things that aren't working as well as they might. Most things work that you do, because otherwise you wouldn't do them at all. But are they working as well as they could? Look critically to that and find those things that are not working as well as they might, and find how to change it so that it will work better. And in working better, you'll probably find that you get more time. And when you've got more time, you can actually do a better job. Then look at, where are you now? On this journey that you've set yourself, whenever you started business, or maybe you're only just starting a business, where are you now in relation to where you want to be? And do you have a really clear picture of where you want to be? Maybe you're happy just doing the work. That's good. But if you are trying to build a business to provide a future, to provide yourself options for the future, look critically. Make sure you're using your time and energy to give you the best outcome that you possibly can. Identify clearly where you want to be. Create that picture really, really clearly, where you want to be. And put a time limit on it. When do you want to be there? That sense of urgency is enough to change everything. It means that you pay more attention to the opportunities that come your way. If you've got your plan in a strategic way, you'll be able to take advantage of those opportunities more quickly, produce more, more often, more quickly, and find the people that you need to help you achieve whatever it is that you want.
Thanks for joining Clive. Remember to subscribe for more business wisdom. Want to work with Clive? Book a discovery call with him at enovagroup.com.au.